The Athletics on the road taking on the White Sox. Bob Melvin and his club trying to snap a four-game skid. We pick up the action in the first. Mike Pelfrey facing Chris Davis with the man on.
Top of the first, no score. And the pitch is drilled to center. Engel going back at the track, right to the wall, turning. He will watch it fly. And here in the first inning, the A's take a 2-0 lead. And that's his 19th home run. And that thing got out of here just like that.
Well, a welcome sight. And considering that standing in the on-deck circle, he saw that Pelfrey couldn't control the fastball on four consecutive pitches to Lowry, thinking maybe he's going to try to gear it down a little bit, and he left it elevated just to get a strike. And well, the A's haven't hit very many home runs recently. It's great to see him connect.
So 3-2 is the count, and the pitch by Mike Pelfrey, and that swung on and driven to center, well hit. Engel going back. Engel at the track. He will turn and watch, and the A's take a 3-0 lead. As Matt Joyce hits his 9th home run and will back into the seats in right center field.
That one is a fair ball. Maxwell grabs it, tags Anderson, two outs. Anderson chatting with Jim Wolf. So Jim Wolf throws out the starting shortstop and the manager in a very short period of time. So if you're scoring at home hockey-wise, he's +2.
And since this is the NHL draft tonight, that's
exactly what I was thinking. Jim Wolf is a +2 tonight. Probably pretty proud of that.
Uh-oh, something happened. I think it's his finger. Okay.
Jarrell Cotton, 5+ innings. He is coming out, an injury of some sort. Two outs. Here's Matt Davidson. Center field, and he makes the catch. Side retired, and the ball game is over. So a scare off the crack of the bat, no question about it. But then as the ball went up, you can see Bregman was going to have enough room.
Santiago Garcia with his 12th save as the A's snap a four-game skid, winning at 3-0. Jarrell Cotton the win, going 5+ scoreless frames. He had to leave the game, though, in the sixth with a blister on his right thumb. Chris Davis finishes with 2 hits and 2 RBIs. Up next, the series against the White Sox continues on Saturday with Daniel Gossett on the hill.